Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, Caleb Patterson, Midwest Muscle, P4P Real Talk in the house. I hope everybody is having a blessed day. Maybe I had a great couple of shows this last time. And, you know, things have been going pretty well. And, well, first off, this program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship foundation in the world. If you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on and a vehicle to drive your goals, check us out at p4pmuscle.com. And now, let's talk. Now, I don't know if anybody is familiar with what's been going on, but there's a lot of things going that have been, you know, publicized about the different organizations, but we're not talking about that. We're going to talk about, first, initially, the natural athletes coming together just to say, you know, we appreciate, respect, and, you know, love the passion that each and all of us do about, you know, creating the natural physiques that you see stepping on stage. And as much as we talk about it, we're also fans of it. And over the weekend, a lot of us got together and we were talking about, you know, just having a workout, having a good time, and just being around people that actually understand and appreciate all the nuances of what you do because they actually live it. You know, there's something I used to say all the time about competing in life, sports. I come from a very active sports background, baseball, basketball, football, soccer, track and field, swimming, you name it. And if there was a sport that I could do and be active, I wanted to be a part of it. And until I got into the organized side of it, I really didn't appreciate as much as I thought I did how good and creative people had to be to actually do it. I mean, you know, you see somebody doing a layup on TV and it looks pretty easy until you actually have to do it yourself. You see someone throwing a 50-yard pass and it looks like, well, hey, that's easy to do, but you figure if it's the 400th time you've thrown in a game, it's not so easy because there's some wear and tear on that arm with getting sacked or knocked down the base or just throwing the wrong way. If you're running and you get a hamstring pull, but you still got to finish the race because the 4x400 means you ran running one part of the leg, there's so many things that you don't think about, you know, getting kicked in the shin, playing soccer, and still making it downfield on a play. So when you start getting into it, you really see the depths of what's going on. And one of those things that I noticed in bodybuilding is there's so many creative ways to get to the stage in a healthy and fit fashion. It's just nice to get around people that can share that and learn to grow in it. Because, you know, natural bodybuilding is growing, and it's growing leaps and bounds. And part of that growth is the competitors understanding that we all have to be better. And with the decline of bro science and false knowledge comes the increase of good knowledge and real, pardon the pun, real talk. And there's so many things that happen in that area of learning and knowledge, because what piece of the puzzle wasn't working for one person works for someone else. You know, we come up with great ideas, but because of our metabolism or something else that's going on in our lives, we can't really use it or address it at that time. And to find somebody that can grow and use it is a blessing. And you start to see people that are improving. You know, I give a good example. You know, Anthony Pregnano had one of the better physiques I'd seen on a bodybuilder, but it just wasn't his passion. His passion was men's physique. And then when he started competing in physique, he still had a great look, but then he figured out a way to get even better. And then he stepped on a stage a couple of years ago, and he looked phenomenal. So when you see things like that happening, we had a lot of things that were going on. And everybody is increasing left and right. So when we're doing all these things, it makes the whole everything better. And when we have chances like that to increase, everybody improves. And that's one of the things that happens in natural bodybuilding, is when people come together, good minds, good passionate, hard-working minds, everybody improves. And that's what we had over the weekend, which was the Natty Nation natural get-together. And it was just so many people. I don't want to start naming because I'll probably forget. But the one thing that really stemmed from that was the understanding that you're not alone. And what might be hindering you might not be something that you're doing, just might be something that you're not doing correctly. It's like form in bodybuilding, where, you know, you if you're not lifting right, then you're destroying whatever progress you can make, because what you're doing is basically slowing everything down, because what you know isn't really enough. And that's not saying that, you know, there's something wrong with what you're doing. It's just something wrong with how you're going about doing it. And that's one of the blessings of getting together like we did over the weekend. And, you know, it was good seeing Mama Ty again, and that's our P4P lady, basically P4P mom is Diane, and they're getting to see Meshach again. And, you know, it's just, it's great. And for me, coming from a spiritual background, it's a blessing, and you hear me say it a lot, especially on this show, about, you know, the blessings of just being around people that have such positive energy and just that outreach. And that's basically what the show tonight is about, you know, because it is, as much as I enjoy coming together and talking bodybuilding, mine comes from a spiritual background, which means that most of what I do is done basically stemming off of what I believe. You know, the reason why being a natural athlete means so much to me is because I know I'm not destroying this temple. Because people are taught the church house is a nice place to go to worship God. But your temple that he speaks of in Scripture is your bodies, our own bodies. And I noticed that a lot of natural athletes know God as well, because they come from a church background as well. And Marsha Johnson was supposed to be joining me tonight, but I think something's holding him up. But I can talk about this quite well myself, because I know I'm not alone in speaking about it. And one thing that I learned very quickly in sports is it takes a lot of discipline, a lot of determination, and a lot of sacrifice. But because there's so much passion behind what you're doing, you don't correlate those words the way I'm saying it into your life as you're living it. You know, if you told me that going to basketball practice was going to take hours, I didn't care. Just give me the basketball. I want to practice because I'm doing something that I really want to do. If you said that about football and I had a twisted ankle or a sore knee, I don't care. Just wrap it up and get me back out there because I'm doing something I want to do. If you're talking about track and field, same thing. Wrap up the hamstring and put me back out there because, you know, I got to help my team. These are the same things that go into basically your church life. When you're doing things for God, there's certain things that you don't do because you know it will hinder your fellowship with your Father. When you're going about doing things as a natural athlete, it's supposed to be improving what you already are. You know, I don't want to be so-and-so because I'll never be so-and-so, but I can be a better me. I don't want to look like this person, although I'd like to have that structure, because that's what I see in the improvements that they've done from last year to this, but I want to have that structure on me. So if I'm going to do the work that they did, then my results should come close. Not similar, but should come close to what they're doing if I'm willing to put in the work, the diet, and the sleep that they do. Everyone wants to improve in their own way, the best way they know how. And isn't that the same thing we do in our walk with Christ? If we're trying to improve, if we're trying to get better, we have to study. You know, I can't see anyone that says, you know, they're learning more about God, but not learning more about the Bible that they're reading. If you don't spend any time in the gym, how do you improve the body that you're hoping to create? You might see things that if you do on the side, but you're going to have to sacrifice some time. You're going to have to dedicate your body, and you're basically going to have to be determined that, you know, come hell or high water, these things are going to happen. It's no different in the Christian walk as what you do when you're getting ready for stage. By the time you hit the stage, you should be so comfortable in what you're doing, it should be another part of what you've already done. More and more I see this, and I have to smile, because I know that if you can do this in the gym, you can do that for your families. You can do that for your friends. It becomes an extension of what you already are, of who you already are. And more we find that these things help. Now, you take somebody, which like P4P, which is a good support group for me, and they come and throw that big booster, like the nitrous booster you get in somebody's race car, where you just don't know where the energy came from, and that would be like going to the Arnold. Who knew that you would have an all-natural entity stepping into a realm of basically enhanced individuals? And yet it happened. And you say in your mind, wow, this is big. This is amazing. And then you turn around and people that were witness to it realize how big it was as well, and then share with others, you know, you can step into that reality of bigger things. You might not know how you're going to do it, but you have to know it can be done. And somebody's going to come up with that piece of the puzzle that makes it happen. And for me, that was P4P saying, you know, why not have an all-natural entity at the Arnold? Who's to stop us? Because I don't think anybody ever thought to, you know, ask that question. It was uncharted territory, so it probably can't happen. But then you have somebody like JB, Joe, and Chad saying, why not? What's wrong with it? You know, you don't have to change yourself. You know, if you walk down a bad part of a street, does that make you a bad person, or does that mean you got to go get through there to get to where you're going? If you walk into a country town and you're trying to get to the city, does that make you country, or does that mean that you just got a little bit lost? You have to be yourself everywhere you go, and you don't have to change yourself while you're there, but you can be a part of that moment. And I think that's what the P4P guys were really seeing, if it could happen. And then to have our energy, our personalities, our openness, and our honesty in a place where everything's questioned, you know, I guess it would be considered a little bit different and out of the ordinary. But isn't that the same thing like a church member going out and speaking about Christ to the world? We should not fear the things we don't understand. We just have to understand that we don't know everything about what's going on. And I love the fact that we were able to step into that arena and actually do it. And it worked. You know, it's we were successful. We didn't know how it was going to go about. We didn't know a lot of things. There were a lot of question marks, lots. And we got even more questions when we were speaking about an all-natural drug-free booth. because people really wanted to know, you know, can you look like that? Is that real? You know, if I bring my son up with this understanding, could he resemble what you guys look like now? And to be able to tell him with the way and the advancement in science and body and metabolism, he could look better. You know, I don't want somebody that understands my belief and sees my life in Christ to want to be just like me. I want him to be better. And I remember a fellow body, natural bodybuilder, good friend, good guy, Chris Wells, when we were on stage and I was telling him how to pose because he was missing a good look for him. Not for me, but for him. And if he just held his body this way, he would look that much better. And he ended up beating me and winning his pro card at that show. But the thing that stood out to him is that I was helping him. And I'm saying if he's the best out there, and I know it, I'm going to push him to be better. Because I can pull myself to see that if he looks that good, then I got work to do. But isn't that a Christian walk where we don't have that jealousy? We don't have that envy. We don't covet what he has. We just understand that we've got work to do to be a better us. If we're going to do the work that we say, we have to live the work that flows from us. All the time when we're trying to impress on others a life of Christ, don't you know it has to be in us first? Is that any different in the gym? It's so much easier to talk about your life because you lived it than to talk about what you might understand from what you've learned in someone else's book. We can't keep taking away from ourselves and think we're helping others. We have to learn and do better. As much as we want to help others, we have to make sure that we are our best selves. And the only way that happens is if we're actually doing what we say. So that means we have to study it, we have to live it, we have to be it long before we start talking and trying to help others understand what we've already learned. Because that's how you really show that you know what you're talking about. You actually show it. You're not just running your mouth. You're not just saying words. You're not just putting on a facade. You know what you're saying because you live it. And as long as you live it, you can share it because it's you, best you at that moment. And if somebody sees that you're trying your best to be a better you, then they can start being a better person. Because what you do in the gym, you show outside the gym. But the work is done in there. What you do in church, you can show outside the church because you're living that life while you're there. It's basically an increase of you to be an outreach to others. And I think we have Marshall on the line, so I'll let Marshall introduce himself, and we'll keep the show going.
You have me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Can you hear me? I apologize.
Yes, sir.
I slid up there for a bit, and like I said, on Tuesday evenings or whatever at about 8 o'clock, sometimes I'm a bit tied up. So my apologies, Marshall Johnson, natural pro bodybuilder. I'm sure many of you know me, and we've been acquainted or crossed paths, and hopefully there was good impressions left, I'd like to think. Core Nutritional Sponsored Athlete, and then last but not least, you know, a believer, man of God, and believe in treating everybody fairly, and trying to bring the best out in everyone. You know, my motto is, I hope I leave you better than you were than when I met you. It doesn't mean that I'm better, but hopefully I impart something, you know, from my life into yours that will encourage you, make you stronger, and vice versa.
Oh, I like that. And Marshall, what I've been talking about before, you come on, is there's so many similarities between a dedicated, now I stress this because I don't want people to misunderstand, a dedicated gym goer and a dedicated follower of Christ. Because, you know, there's that lukewarm person that you don't really need to be around, but they kind of get your attention. And then there's that lukewarm gym member that, you know, basically is doing enhancements that aren't helping, you know, that natural lifestyle they speak on. We have to be careful, but there is a person that exists that can show us a much better way to be a better us.
Yeah, let's see if I can jump in there. You know, there's so many correlations between people that lift or, you know, do any sport, but especially bodybuilding, because here's the thing. There are a lot of members, but not everybody is committed to the workout, to the training. You can join. You can be a part of a gym. You can be a part of a fitness regimen, but if you don't participate and put in whatever that effort and, you know, just follow a plan, so to speak, to make yourself better, you can belong, have your name on the roll, so to speak, if you will, but not really reap the benefits. And, you know, I'll correlate that since we're talking about faith and fitness, which is a great topic. You know, as a person of faith, you can belong to a church, have your name on the roster, even make a profession of faith in Christ, which ultimately is what counts. And never, if you don't apply the principles of Scripture and really allow the Lord to be Lord of your life, you know, there'll be almost a dichotomy there. You'll say, yeah, man, I know he's a believer, I know he's a Christian, but his life just doesn't seem to play out in what he says or she says that they are. Doesn't mean that they aren't, but it does mean that they are not putting into practice things that are going to help them, help us to grow stronger, be more like the person that we say we belong to. So there's so many correlations there. And, you know, being lukewarm doesn't mean that you aren't a person of faith or that you don't have a relationship with the Lord, but it does mean that, bottom line, you haven't grown to that place of being a disciple, growing through the pains of taking life's experiences and the difficulties and the negatives and allowing him, by being Lord of your life, to turn them into positives. And that's really the bottom line. I love the scripture in Romans 8:28 that says, all things work together for good to those that love God, and those that are called according to his purpose. So, you know, this is not, and, you know, for those who are, oh, this is religious, we all believe in something. Do you believe in something? Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not religious, but the reality of it is, this is not a religion, it's a relationship, and there's a world of difference.
Yes.
Religion means that I have to do something to earn his favor. A relationship means he's already done it for me, I just accept it and then walk in it.
Yes, very well said. And, you know, I have come to the understanding that the more we improve, the more people around us improve, because we were that step up. You know, it says, I really have come to this understanding that when you know you're doing the Lord's work, everyone around you improves, even the people that dislike you, because they're focused on you as well. And if they're focused on you, they're focused on the Father that's shining through you. And I want my enemies to be my friends, because that means that they have a chance at that salvation that I'm seeking. Because like you understand, I know, we're sinners saved by grace. And if you think about it, when you step into the gym, you have just as much chance to grow as I do if you're willing to do what you have to do to get there.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. I like the direction you're going in there, which is, there is equal opportunity. And you're right, sometimes
yes.
they're enemies, and sometimes they're enemies because they don't understand or they think, oh, that person is better, and therefore they may, we'll use the term, be haters, and that kind of thing. And I'll use that term loosely, but you know what I mean. But it's because they may feel that, they don't possess what you have. But the reality of it is any one of us can possess that certain level of accomplishment, like you say, in the gym. It's just a matter of work. You know, when I hit the stage, I have to put in work before I hit the stage, but the culmination of everything I do and those that try to compete at a high level is not recognized until, you know what, you take off your outer garment, so to speak, and show what's really there. And there
yes.
is a direct correlation in our faith. When a person takes off the outer garment, so to speak, that shell of no pretense, so that you can see who they are, that's when you really begin to see a difference in those that have decided to be disciples and follow Christ. Doesn't mean they're perfect, but it does mean that they want to better themselves in a way that they can better those around them. Ultimately, that's the bottom line. It's not about being self-righteous. It's about living a life in such a way that you cause others to grow and benefit. Same thing in the gym. I know a lot of guys and gals, for that matter. I know they're beast mode, zoned out, and don't talk to me, and I understand that. Me, I'm a little different. Yes, I have a goal. I'm trying to accomplish what I need to do in a certain amount of time, but people are important to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I do what I do. My whole objective in bodybuilding is, I go out to compete, to be my best, do my best, win. I come to win, but ultimately I'm competing against me. But at the end of the day, it's the relationships that hopefully I build and gain some equity in people's lives to allow me to share with them something that will help them grow, not physically necessarily, but spiritually in life. And,
mm-hmm.
If I can't accomplish that, then my mission has been thwarted, so to speak. I've not accomplished what I've set out to do. Not to change anybody, because God has to change you, but give you food for thought.
Yes,
I always pray, God, lead me to someone that needs to hear a word of encouragement, that is someplace where they feel like no one cares about them, or that, they just need a friend, and help me to be that friend. Sometimes, you get disappointed along the way. People fail you. People sometimes say things and then turn in a different direction, but that's a part of it. But ultimately,
mm-hmm.
it's to in the gym, to communicate and on the stage and behind the stage, something that will help someone else grow and be a better person in their everyday life. We all need that, and we all need to realize that the reality of it is at the end of the day, when we're behind closed doors and nobody's with us, that's who we are. And so that's the person that I like to really get to know. But you don't get to know them superficially. You have to really
yeah.
be someone that they feel like they can open up to, and that you would be a safe friend to share some of their heartaches and troubles and really help them. And that happens in the gym, and it happens, more importantly, as a result of my faith.
Yes. They run hand in hand. And, I like that you talked about the elite competitor, because this is something – where you have the person that just joins the gym, and then the person that has the true understanding and says, I have to get better. And that's the same thing in our walk in Christian life, where we say, I can't just be somebody sitting in the pews. I got to be somebody that's active in this, because I can see the benefits of what I'm doing. And when you step into the gym, it's the same thing. It's like you learn things, and you don't want to take them to your grave without sharing it, because somebody taught you. As much as we'd love to use that I statement, it's a we reality.
Yeah, I agree. You know, you said something there. I was just thinking, you know, the elite and everyone has that opportunity. Oh, I know what I was going to say. You know, I'm motivated. I get, you know, there are all of us that have that time that has had that time in our life, and sometimes we experience it you know, we're on the mountaintop, and there's times we're in the valley, and there's times that we sometimes are lukewarm, but. You know, it's always to see that, we'll use the analogy of that person in the gym or that athlete that you see that is elite. And I've used his name before, you know, Philip Ricardo, when I started down the journey of coming back to compete at age 50 and 55 now. And when I turned pro, I looked at the pro bodybuilders, just kind of looking through whatever, you know, really just Googling it because I wasn't on Facebook. And this guy, Philip Ricardo, popped up and saw his conditioning and his level of muscularity, just everything, and his body type is similar to mine. I said, wow, mm-hmm. You know what? I was motivated. I was motivated to be better. I was motivated to reach that level. And so I began to work. I think so when we see people that are at what we would say, use the term elite status, or that are just digging deep in the gym, it just brings us sometimes to pop us out, bring us out of that level of mediocrity and say, you know what, I'm gonna, that guy, that gal inspires me to just dig deep, and you go to work. Spiritually, it's the same way. I hope that, you know, there those that are lukewarm in their relationship, not really active in their faith, that hopefully we that are at a different level perhaps, and that doesn't mean better than, it just means that you in your growth will motivate,
yes.
They'll be motivated to say, gosh, you know what, I really want to experience that joy, that peace, because here's ultimately what you get out of that mature relationship with allowing the Lord, Christ to be Lord of your life, is it brings a certain level of peace and joy and contentment that you just can't find anywhere. A relationship will never satisfy that hole, that void that you can only get through that relationship when you allow the relationship to grow. You know, just like in a marriage or boyfriend, girlfriend, it's the intimate times, and I don't mean sexually, it's that intimacy that you share that finally you grow in such a way that you understand each other that you're kind of one. You just feel that sense of connectedness, and that's what comes with that growth, that place of saying, you know what, it's time for me to step out of this mediocrity and move forward and allow things to really happen in my life the way I know God wants them to.
And you know, it's such a blessing when you can learn from people that know, because there's a lot of, you know, like just like in the Bible, it speaks about the false teachers. There's a lot of false information that can lead you astray, and you might see results initially, but it's doing a lot of damage to you in the long run. And it's the same thing in the gym as it is, you know, in the church.
Oh my, misinformation. Sometimes, you know, it's interesting, Gail. Let's see if I can draw the parallel that I want here. out and out lies you can identify usually and go avoid them. But the misinformation, kind of half truths, kind of sort of, and you know, it doesn't benefit you, but you know, it kind of sounds okay, and you go down that path, but ultimately it doesn't give you the results that you want. You know, in the fitness and in arena and in the bodybuilding arena, oh my, I mean, it's, I call it out there, sometimes I'll use the term, and it's been used many times before, paralysis of analysis. There's so much information out there. A lot of it contradicts the other information. And then there's the out-and-out just crazy stuff. Okay, that just doesn't make sense at all. You know, stay away from that. So there is that false information or information that is not going to help you be better. So
not beneficial at all.
is not beneficial at all. And if anything, you know, it's like it's not, in some cases it's not bad, but it just doesn't bring you to that place of being better. You know,
right.
And ultimately want to be better. So that information that we get, and like you said, in spiritual growth is important as well, to have the right information, the right tools to grow and implementing those things. But yes, information, false information, information that is just out and out in left field will just cause you to almost get discouraged, you know, in your faith,
mm-hmm.
and also in the gym, you know. But when you find the tools in someone, you know, I like to, when I find someone that I feel like, you know, when I became a believer, I'll just say this real quick. So listen, guys, when I became a believer, I met this guy, and that night I was actually partying. I was at a party, having a great time. And I met this guy and asked him if he wanted to party. And I remember him telling me, you know, we were catching a bus, and he said, no, man, I don't do that. And I remember thinking something different about this guy. I couldn't put my finger on it. Down the bus, sat next to him. He had on an ABC jacket. He worked for ABC News, and he was like an engineer. And I said, are you, I said, you work for ABC News? He said, yeah, I do. He said, but that's my second job. And I said, well, what's your first? He said, I'm a missionary for the Lord. And I remember thinking, man, there's something different about that guy, something powerful, something that he had, I wanted. And so I decided that night, through a series of him sharing the gospel with me, what it really meant to be a follower of Christ. And I grew up in a home that was religious, and when I say religious, not just religious, but where there were, my godmother was a wonderful woman of faith, but I didn't know, you know, you got to know God for yourself. You can't live off of somebody else's relationship, right? You can't grow up in a home that say, I went to church and I did this. You got to know him personally yourself. We can't get in on secondhand smoke, so to speak. You know, you got to know
him. Yeah, that's true.
So I knew about him, but I didn't know him. And that night, I found out who he was, and I made a commitment to follow him. Now, did I follow him perfectly? No. There's been times I've been to the Hall of Fame. I understand what it means to fail. I understand what it means to not follow him completely and find yourself shipwrecked. But I found this, that his love and mercy and grace and his forgiveness is like the sun that rises every day. It's his grace and mercy are new every morning. You just say, Lord, I'm sorry, I failed. And he says, hey, I know, you're forgiven. Let's get up. Let's move forward. And whether you do it 7 or 70 times 7 or however many times, his love is still there for us. So
that's right.
I feel like, I get motivated by seeing someone else having that next level of whatever it is that I want to be like, or a sense in their life that there's something they have that I want. And I don't mean materially. I mean that they possess internally. And so it's being that instrument that we need to be, so that those around us can see that. And hopefully say, man, you know, I don't know what this is quite, but I want some of that, you know. That's what we're trying to take to it. And you know, like you say, in the gym, same thing. You know, when I'm in the gym and I get approached, like many of us do, by a lot of people, even last night, you know, and the gentleman that, he was saying, so I took my earpiece out, I was in the locker room and, you know, getting ready to go out. He said, man, you know, I don't really talk to many. Matter of fact, I don't ask anybody anything, but I felt like you know what you're doing. I wanted to ask you a couple of questions. And I felt, you know, humble and privileged at the same time and share some things. And, you know, he's an elite guy. He's a trainer for a football team and all that. And, gosh, we hit it off and shared a number of things. And, you know, at the end I said, you know, somehow it turned to faith in my church, and he said, what church you go to? And we shared that. End of the day, you know, he, shared core products, shared everything. You know, it's my life. It's what I do. But at the end of the day, you know, it was somebody's life I touched. And in return, you know, he said, hey, by the way, you know, let me get your number. And, I have, if you want tickets, you want to get into whatever game, you want to do whatever, you want to come to bring your daughter if she's in town, just give me a holler, man. And, you know, it's yours. I really appreciate everything. You know, so it's about building a relationship with people and letting them see something that hopefully they would like to implement in their life. And it starts out many times in the physical realm where it's like, wow, you know what? I admire your accomplishments, man. Or for women, I admire your accomplishments, and I want to have that. But along the way, I want to impart something more than that, because guess what? The body at some point is going to fail. Give you something that's going to last, you know, that's going to carry you through those tough times. Yeah.
And it makes a big difference, you know.
What's that?
Go ahead. I said it makes a big difference.
Oh, yeah. It does. You know, this is kind of one of those, guys and gals, this is one of those buffet talks here where we're, you know, just sharing some things and imparting some things that, you know, you can pick and choose and find something that hopefully encourage you and help you in your journey in life, you know, to help you, if your sales are up, get some wind behind them. So, you know, a specific, you know, a topic, but at the same time, just a lot of, I think, good stuff that you can pick and choose from. If you like a little salad, you know, if you like you want a little food, we got a little bit of that. You know, I like a little beef with mine, you know, and, you know, I'm kind of that vegan style. I don't want to go anything deep. You can take something away, so we're trying to give you that little bit of smorgasbord buffet, you know, this evening to encourage you and help you and realize that, you know what, don't let life take you to a place of discouragement and disappointment and feeling like you can't accomplish or achieve what you want to achieve because you can.
Yeah. And, you know, just as an example, you know, I had the friend that really got me going to the gym was also somebody that was going for the wrong reason, and he couldn't sustain it. Yeah, so it, you know, and I had people that basically would go to church with me, but they weren't going for the wrong reason. So, you know, it is discouraging when they're going to be your motivation to keep going, and then they stop going, and then you're left saying, you know, what do I do now? And I think we've all been there.
Oh, man. Wow. Yeah, that's, man, you said it. Gosh, there's a lot wrapped up in that, Kaylin. I mean, a lot. You're right. There are people that you meet that you, like you said, they're the reason you start going to the gym, and then they drop off, and, you know, you got to be motivated to continue on. And, man, that is so true with going to church. You know, you start out because somebody invited you, and, man, that has happened. I know. And unfortunately, they find themselves in a situation. They get shipwrecked or that kind of thing. And you know what? You got to continue on. We don't put our eyes on people. We do to some degree, but we realize that people are going to fail at times, and they're going to fail us, and things like that. But here's that bottom line that ties it all together. God never fails you. You know, He will never, ever, ever, ever fail you. But that point is so valid, that where you, like you said, people that you started out with along the way in a journey, and you know, they drop along the wayside, unfortunately, or, you know, things happen in their life and they're no longer there, but they're the ones that got
That's
you
right.
started. They're the one that got you going. And, you know, that's something to be said for that. Even those that, you know, sometimes people impart certain things that help you along the way. They may not be super this or super that, but because of them, that invite, or they said, hey, let's go to the gym, or they said, hey, let's go to church, and, you know, they really didn't just something to do or something they've been doing. But you know what? It really resonates with you, and you kind of take off, and that may have been their purpose in your life, just to kind of be there for that time and that
exactly.
season.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah, 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 and they're gone, but guess what? We continue on. we continue to make those gains, if you will,
yes,
spiritually and physically. Yeah.
And it's such a good walk. You know, like you said, they were just the reason we got to go. And it's not taken away from them, you know, because they had the energy, they had this drive. And like you said, it's something that we say, you know, I want a part of that. But we see it a little bit different where we get that staying power and we continue to grow. And, you know, there have been times where there's a little envy. There has been times where there's been jealousy because the people say, I brought you into this. And, you know, really, when you start understanding God, you say, no. You were the seed, but you weren't the water. You weren't the sun. You weren't the foundation, but you were the seed that, you know, you planted that seed where it said, I want to continue to do this because there's benefit to this. But for them to basically take claim to it shows you the weakness in them, not in you. And it's the same thing in the gym. There's people that you go to the gym with. You know, like I said, the guy that would take me, we would go, and then he started seeing, you know, the growth that I was getting, and he wasn't doing it. But, you know, when I would point out the things that he was neglecting, he couldn't see because this was part of his gym time. For me, I'm new to everything that's going on. So when I get in the gym and he says, we got to get in there and don't slow me down, we got to work, I heard everything he said. It's the same thing when you go on Bible study or Sunday school or church, when they say pay attention to what's going on because I want to learn the word. There's a correlation in that where you can see the benefit of it because, yes, I'm a part of what's happening. And then when they say, okay, well, you know, you wouldn't be doing these things without me. And that's true to a point. But they're saying, you know, I'm more than God, and you should worship what I've done for you rather than what you're here to actually get the benefit from. And, you know, it's not that you're lessening that individual. You're just saying, I understand what you're saying, but I realize I'm in here and there's more to this gym or there's more to this church than you.
Yeah, that's, there can be, here's the thing, the people that introduce us to whatever, the old gym or whatever, it probably is a little bit more applicable when they introduce us, let's just say, to some facet of, to the Lord or church or something like that. But when you start to really grow in whatever arena, you know, if you go into the gym and so forth, you know, the other side of the coin is, you know, the person that invites you may think, well, he must be doing something because he can't be growing like that. You know, they can be jealous and certainly feel like, well, I was the one that brought him in. There's no way he could have surpassed me if he's doing it naturally. You know, I'm just saying, tying that in to a jealousy and feeling like, you know what, you know, not really wanting to acknowledge your hard work. You know,
yes.
Now that you mentioned that. And, you know, spiritually, same way, you know, they invite you to do this, but you realize that, wow, you know what, I really want God to be more than just a name in my life or a Christian to be a title that I put over me. I want my life to reflect my walk with him. And you start to really grow. And, you know, they could feel like, oh, so now you are religious, right? You're all self-righteous now, so you can't do this. Or are you going to? No, it isn't that. It's just that you made a decision to grow. Now, here's the thing with me. I hope that it's a hard thing, but if I working with someone at the gym or meet them or invite them or at a church, no, my hope is that they'll be better than me, you know. They'll grow beyond what I've, you know, I'm giving you something that I've learned. Take that with what you have learned or will learn in the gym through that hard work and so forth, and, man, be better. You know, step up and just drive, because I get encouraged. Okay, guys, it's really killing. I, you know, met him, we did this, we did that. I've been kind of working with him, but he's just taken off. I get encouraged and say, okay, I got to step up my game. Spiritually, it's even more so. You know, it's if I impart something to someone and they really grasp, they know. I like when Jesus says, let those that have ears to hear, hear.
Yeah.
You know, there's not everybody hears, but there are some that hears, and it goes, when you hear, it just goes into your spirit, and you get it, right? It's like
yeah.
Rhema. It's a revealed knowledge, and it's almost like a seed that's in the ground. All of a sudden, it comes through, and man, it just starts growing. And, you know, they spiritually, they also pass you because they just have a desire and zeal. You know what? Praise God. I'm happy for them. And man, you know what? I want to just, now that they've got this zeal and this fire, you know, and I find that I get encouraged by that. I say, man, you know, this person, wow, I need to step up and just, not because of it's a religious thing, but step up in the sense of really experience what they're experiencing. But usually, you know, unfortunately, I don't say usually, but you find a lot it can be just opposite, where there is jealousy and where there is people, because of whatever your accomplishment, begin to be jealous or hate your accomplishments or your level of commitment in every arena, you know, especially in faith and you know, since we're talking about even in the gym, you know, when you really start to excel, there can be jealousy, you know, it can be jealousy
mm-hmm.
That crops up and causes issues. So you're absolutely right in your observation there.
Yeah, and, you know, like you were explaining, a lot of people aren't going for the right reasons, but they'll get you in the door with the right reason. And that doesn't,
yeah.
you know, take away your faith, and that doesn't take away your intensity or drive, because because like you said, I can't imagine if Timothy had been equal to Paul. He would have to be better if Christ is working in him. And like you said, if you're in the gym, it should be the same thing. Well, what if we combine both our knowledge? Then you should be better. If I'm a singular and we're a plural, that means there's more to it. And, you know, if you go in with a sincere heart in either arena, the gym or your walk in faith, then it should be understood that that person is supposed to be better than you, done correctly.
There should be a level of growth. Everybody's going to have, you know, strengths and weaknesses, but yes, that person is going to grow. You know, another thing about as we walk together, you know, as the scripture says, how can two walk together except they agree? You know, and it's really about understanding each other and our journey. And our journeys can be a little different, but we can certainly walk together and learn and grow from, you know, from one another, which is vitally important. And here's the thing also, that as friends, as we encourage one another in a gym or however you get invited or whatever, at times, you know, there's that the scripture in Proverbs that says, as iron sharpens iron, so a brother,
yeah.
you know, for instance, the countenance of his brother. So when iron sharpens iron, there are sparks. You know, the picture that it is conveying there is, yeah, iron being rubbed together does sharpen, but not without sparks flying, because it's rubbing off the rough edges. It's rubbing off the things that are causing that metal to be dull. It's rubbing off those things that are somewhat impure. But we're doing it, and at the same time, there can be some friction there. But ultimately, as friends, we'll grow stronger. So that really helps us define, and kind of moving in a little bit different direction, but just tying it in, that defines that relationship and that friendship. The difference between somebody being jealous and just walking away, right, from whatever it is that you're trying to help them do or help each other do. In the gym, get better, you know, and step up, or where you're encouraging them and they may not feel like being encouraged, they don't want to go there, or whether it's in faith and there's a little bit of friction or whatever. But as a friend, ultimately, we should be better than we were when we started off. Certainly the person that you're helping or hoping for being able to speak into their life, if we use that term, will ultimately be even stronger in their relationship and also in their fitness goals, you know, going to accomplish the whatever it is that they want to accomplish in the gym or step up to that level of accomplishment if they don't have it, you know, rather than being just, like you said, just going to the gym with no mission, no purpose, or going to church with no mission or purpose, just something you do to kind of have a feather in your hat. There's so much that can be gleaned from applying ourselves and allowing someone else to help us and strengthen us and cause us to grow physically and spiritually. Yeah.
And that's so well said, because it says where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am also. And, you know, that's like getting a spot in the gym when you really can't lift that weight on your own, but somebody's there to basically make sure that you're not injured, to make sure that you're well-addressed and you're doing it correctly, and also that you actually get it actually finished.
Yeah, I like that, to push you, to be there, spot you, you know, be able to help you to push yourself to the limit, but be there to help you get that little extra, you know, to help you grow.
Mm-hmm.
And that, if you have a good spotter, you feel safe. You'll feel like you can go that, give it that extra. It's funny you should say that, because I was training, you know, when I'm training sometimes and, you know, doing a certain exercise, maybe on the bench, you could probably get another rep, right? But, it, you know, in my mind, it's like, I get stuck. Oh, man. So, you know, I'll forego the rep and maybe drop the weight and do a superset or giant set or whatever you want to call it. But if you have someone there spotting you and someone that you're lifting a weight and you feel confident in who they, you know, the person who's spotting you, know them, or you just feel confident with having them there, man, you might get another extra 2-3 reps just because they're there. You'll push, you know, push through.
That's right.
So having someone spot you in the gym, spot you in life, you know, be there for you, to support you, man, you can just excel, you know, in a big way.
Oh, I just love how you said that, because that's perfect. That is perfect. And that's, you know, that's the best way to end this show, with that word of encouragement. But I'd also like to let you give a shout out, and, you know, especially with you know, since it's in relation to our Father, you know, I know you want to give a good word to him. But just this, I'll give you this time to do your shout outs, and we'll get ready to end the show.
Well, I thank you, Kay. Listen, I appreciate you, first of all, just asking me to come on and, you know, just kind of talk about faith and fitness and things that I think are important. And, you know, at the end of the day, when all is said and done, it's your faith, it's that relationship that counts. When the doors are closed, nobody's with you, that's what counts. And it's very important. And so, you know, just thanking God for all he's done for me, my family, many people out there, and realize I pray for them quite often when I hear about issues and problems and things going on wherever, you know, I lift them up. But shout out to the Natty Bodybuilding family. We are a fam. A lot of things going on these days. We got each other's back. Let's stand strong. Stand strong in your faith. Grow in your faith. If you don't have a faith, come talk to me sometime and, you know, just share openly. Shout out to my sponsor, Core Nutritionals, and our great team of athletes, just bringing the best to the arena and trying to do our thing, along with a number of other, you know, supplement companies out there. Obviously, you're doing your thing with P4P and a great radio show. Thank you guys so much for what you do. And all that, you know, just the privilege of being a part of something that is, you know, helping the natural athlete, helping people in general.
Well, I love it. That's well said. And I thank God for you. I always love your fellowship, and I do enjoy your company, because I know you bring the energy and the lifestyle. So it's not just words to you. And if anybody has a chance to meet this man, it's truly a good time. You will gain knowledge whether you want to or not, because he has that spirit that just reflects everything he says. Marshall, thanks so much. God bless you and your wife. Tell us it hi. And thank her so much for allowing us to have your time, because I know this is precious. You have a good wife and a good relationship with us. So thank you for giving us your time. And thank you so much for the spirit you brought here to the show, because it's much needed. And it's something I think that needed to be addressed. And it really runs hand in hand with the natural lifestyle and how we go about it.
So it really does. Thank you again. I really, really appreciate being a part of this, my friend. Thank you. Blessings indeed.
All right. God bless you, man, and I hope to see you soon.
Sounds great. Look forward to it, Kalen. Take care, brother.
All right, buddy. You have a great night.
You too. Thanks.
No problem. That was Marshall Johnson, a true blessing. I mean, it's always good to talk to him, because the man lives life. And I don't think anybody, well, I hope people understood what he was saying when he talked about about everything that he wanted to do and everything that he has been doing. And he's just such a blessing. So everyone, please look him up. He's always ready to talk. But just respect what he does, because this is a lifestyle for him. And he does approach it with passion. So, you know, respect what he does. He is a pro athlete, and he's a hard worker. So he's got work to do when he's around. So just respect his time, respect him as a person, and he'll do the same for you. We have a show coming up, but first I'd like to really give an honor to God for just allowing that show to go the way it did. And it's just a blessing for me to be able to share with others. You know, if you don't believe, you know, that's your choice, but it's just something that I do on a daily basis, and it's good for people to understand how deep it is for me in both arenas, how I truly enjoy being a part of both worlds, because to me they are one, and it's just a part of who I am. The natural athlete is the natural Christian, is the natural man under God. So everybody, I hope you have a blessed night. I hope you found some kind of blessing in this show. And thank you for listening. I hope it didn't scare you. I hope you're not afraid. And I hope you're willing to face life a little bit better, knowing that there's somebody that's willing to face it with you. And that is our God and Father in Jesus Christ. So thank you again. God bless you. I hope you have a blessed rest of your night. We are out.